Three other key witnesses also appear before Congress tomorrow: Kurt Volker, Tim Morrison, and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. If you're playing impeachment bingo, you'll be in luck if you have the square Rudy Giuliani. He's going to come up a lot. It's been quite a path for Giuliani, from the unifying New York mayor after the September 11th attacks to Trump's personal lawyer and the center of the impeachment scandal. Andrea Bernstein co-hosts a Trump Inc. podcast from WNYC and ProPublica. She's also the author of the forthcoming book, American Oligarchs, The Kushners, the Trumps, and the Marriage of Money and Power. So Rudy Giuliani, we remember, was America's mayor as head of New York City. It was a very local story. So how and when did that shift go from a New York City focus to Giuliani becoming this kind of international man of mystery, seemingly on behalf of Trump, the president?
So Giuliani ran for president himself and did not do very well. This was in 2008. He lost to John McCain, and he was someone who was seeking political relevance. So when Trump ran in 2016, Giuliani became a major surrogate for Trump. And this put him back in the limelight. It got him all kinds of attention. And so far as we can tell, it also got him business. Giuliani, by talking about his relationship with Trump, seemed to attract quite a few clients, both domestic and international, including in the former Soviet Union and its satellite countries, places like Romania, and particularly Ukraine, where he's had business relationships that go back a decade.
I mean, when you say Rudy Giuliani was doing business, what was that business?
So it's a bit of a mystery to us. I mean, what's clear is that he was going around the world making speeches. What he seemed to be selling first was proximity to him and to his image as this sort of tough law and order guy. At the time that he began to work for Trump as a part of his legal team, and I should stress that Rudy Giuliani was an unpaid lawyer. But by going on television, by really almost setting up an office at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, he made it very clear that you could get to Trump through him. And he seemed to start picking up clients who wanted that access.
So now Giuliani himself is under federal investigation, and that goes back to his ties to two businessmen, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. And they've got pretty deep ties to Ukraine. What questions are prosecutors trying to answer in relation to Giuliani right now?
Well, I think there's a sort of a few things that are going on. First of all, the background of these gentlemen is that they are both entrepreneurs from the former Soviet Union who very suddenly, right around the time Trump was elected president, also became major political donors in the United States. They connected with Rudy Giuliani in his attempt to get the Ukrainians to investigate Joe Biden. So they were helping Rudy Giuliani with that. They were making contributions to Trump political causes. There are these series of mind-bendingly, eye-crossingly complicated business relationships between Rudy Giuliani and these two men who were indicted in the Southern District of New York. What were they charged with doing? They were charged with making contributions in excess of the limits on behalf of an unnamed Ukrainian national, and also, in a separate instance, funneling money from an unnamed Russian national into the U.S. finance system. So all of this is very much against the law. And as we know, they have been very, very tightly tied with Rudy Giuliani through these series of business relationships. One thing is clear. There was a brew of business and political interests that were at play that were not necessarily in the U.S. national interest.
With a federal investigation and with all these shady connections, Giuliani would seem to be a liability for Trump right now. There is a White House counsel. Why does the president even need Rudy Giuliani?
Yeah, well, it's a good question. So the White House counsel represents the White House, the institution. And Rudy Giuliani represents President Trump, the man. Now, Giuliani is not filing court briefs. He's not standing up in court. He is representing Trump in the sense that he's sort of representing him on television and in the world of public opinion. I think it's hard to exactly understand all of Trump's personnel decisions. Trump certainly goes by gut instinct, and he feels that Rudy Giuliani is helping him and has helped him. And there's no indication that he sees otherwise. Now, Trump and Rudy Giuliani really seem to have a worldview that feeds off each other. They are in deep on these unsubstantiated conspiracy theories, and Giuliani has been empowered to go around the world and fan the flames of them. And that seems to be something that is making Donald Trump very, very happy right now.
Andrea Bernstein, co-host of the Trump Inc. podcast from WNYC and ProPublica, and author of the forthcoming American Oligarchs, the Kushners, the Trumps, and the Marriage of Money and Power. Andrea, great to have you with us today. Thank you.
Great to talk to you.